of prescription. That said, they are accessible. And for people who are wondering now, women who are wondering now, what comes next? Well, these pills are accessible, and find a source where you are able to get them. And there are underground sources as well that are online, where folks are told this is how you order them, and they can be sent to a friend and they can get them to you. There are myriad ways of getting that done. But the attack will be exactly that. The attack will come to the mailbox in order to try to shut down access to abortion in every means possible, including not just shutting down the clinics where surgical abortions can take place, but also searching the mailbox in some form of a way. So we'll begin to see myriad laws being shaped that try to get at that, that makes it illegal to receive pills in the mail, that make it illegal to send pills in the mail and any other. I mean, it's amazing the kinds of innovations that these legislators can come up with to try to curb rights and dismantle rights. And they're not very good and not committed to actually saving the lives of people who actually end up pregnant, want to stay pregnant, or don't want to stay pregnant.
Professor Goodwin, in your book, Policing the Womb, you write, arguably, abortion has become so fundamentally intertwined linguistically and conceptually with the terminology of reproductive privacy and reproductive rights that little else fits within the taxonomy. This is a mistake, you write. Why?
Well, it's been a mistake when you think about the following. If you think about civil rights, that's a plural. It has an S on it. And as having an S on it, it means that we're not just talking about Brown v. Board of Education, right? We're talking about education, employment, housing, the ability to swim in the pool in your neighborhood and walk through the park. We're talking about accommodations in all of those areas. And when we center just one aspect within the abortion rights or within reproductive rights, then we're talking just about abortion, then we're missing sex education, access to contraception. We're missing conversations about sterilization. We're missing everything else. And that kind of blind spot then means a failure to pay attention to many of the other areas where there have already been encroachments on reproductive health rights and justice. And so this is why we've missed largely what's been happening to Black and Brown women, the kind of most horrific treatment by government during their pregnancies. This is how the agenda of personhood was missed in the 1980s and 90s when it was being inflicted on Black women. You know, when prosecutors are claiming that your embryo or your fetus is a living born child and it is not by any constitutional definition, then everybody should be alarmed. But in the 1980s and 90s, it completely missed those in the reproductive rights movement who were only focusing on abortion. But here's the other thing, Amy, given the histories of coercion and coercive reproduction in the United States that dates back to the forced kidnap and trafficking of Black women, then we should all be concerned about the fact that Black women for centuries in this country have not been accorded dignity when they are carrying pregnancies to term and when they're carrying pregnancies to term that they want. And we should want it all. We should want that women should be able to survive and have dignity when they are pregnant and want to be pregnant. And we should also care about government coercively forcing women to carry pregnancies that they don't want for the benefit of random state legislators that these women do not even know.
Michelle Goodwin, we want to ask you to stay with us so we can talk more extensively, specifically about your book, Policing the Womb, Invisible Women and the Criminalization of Motherhood. And we'll post that at democracynow.org. Michelle Goodwin is Chancellor's Professor of University of California, Irvine School of Law. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. It is 9 o'clock, Friday, May 6th. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
The world is waking outside my window. Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, 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 drags my senses into the sunlight, for there are things that I must do.
Wish me luck now, I have to leave you.
Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, ciao, ciao. With
you're
my
listening
friends
to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
We're gonna shake the gates of hell.
Tell them,
we will tell them. Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, ciao, ciao. That our sunlight is not for franchise. And wish the bastards drop down dead.
Next time you see me, I may be smiling.
Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, ciao, ciao. I'll be in prison or on the TV. I'll say the sunlight dragged me here. Questa mattina mi son svegliato. Oh, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, starts Pinckney Hall off with Chumbawamba's version of Bella Ciao. That was off the Sing Song and a Scrap CD. What we're going to be doing for the rest of this morning, most of the rest of, well, not the whole morning, just the next hour, then we got to leave here after you're nice and warmed up for Zombo's record party. But I might hang around. I might not leave here, but I will turn the controls of the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Zombo. So what we're going to do in the next hour or so is we're going to play songs from bands that will be playing at Petanque Tonk. If you're not familiar with Petanque Tonk, that is the free, many hours long event that happens every May when we're not in the middle of a, we are in the middle of a pandemic. Well, I'm not going to get into all that. Anyhow, it's happened for several years, except for 2020 and 2021, and it is coming back 1 week from tomorrow. That would be what? That would be the 14th at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Shenley Park. So we're going to play songs by groups that will be playing there. As usual, there will be a nice mix of bands from Pittsburgh and bands from out of town, and that's we'll play some of each, and of course we will give you some new music. So that's the program here today in Pinckney Hall, and before I get off the air, if I remember it, I'll tell you what the program's going to be for the next few weeks. I'll tell you right now that on Friday the 13th, I'm not going to be here. That's not because I'm scared to be here. It's because I'll be out of town. So no Pinckney Hall next week. So, yeah, what are we doing here? We're going to start you off with a nice promo. No, that's not the nice promo. Where'd the nice promo go? Underwriting. That's right. It doesn't say promo. It says underwriting. Okay. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spackbros.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPACK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. Now, do they have two websites? One of them says Spack Bros, B-R-O-S.com. The other one says spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7726 or SPAC Brothers, www.bellachowbellachowbellachow.com. Okay, we'll have to look into that. So, Kenny Joe has been forced to switch technologies here, and he's going to be in a technology mode in a couple of seconds here that he's not very comfortable with, and let's hope it works. Anyhow, we're gonna start off the Pawtucket Tonk Bands with Pittsburgh's, if everything works out, with Pittsburgh's own May Day Marching Band, which did a fine job of playing at the Polish Hills May Day Parade on Saturday. Here we go, I hope. We'll be right back.
la sombra de un árbol y el compás de mi guitarra. Canto alegres tengo a fondo porque la vida se acaba y quiero morir cantando como muere la cigarra. Ay, la, 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 la.
That is our first set of music by bands that are going to be playing a week from Saturday at Petonka Tonk. We started off with Pittsburgh's own May Day Marching Band doing Me Linda Floor. I'm going to be talking a little more today than I usually do. Hope you don't mind, but I think something should be said about some of these bands. I was talking with a friend of mine before heading to the Polish Hill May Day Parade last Saturday, and he said, you know, I kind of miss being in the high school marching band. I said, well, then you should join the May Day Marching Band. If you miss playing your instrument, and getting out of high school means you put your instrument away. Well, if you want to take it out, May Day Marching Band is the place for you. They have a website. Go there, and you can read all about it. I want to say anybody can join. I'm sure there must be an exception. There's always an exception, but I'm not aware of any. And then after that, we had another band from Pittsburgh, if you can call a trio a band, Big Blitz, two saxes and a drummer. Their song was Squirrel Hill. That was from their Naturalized EP. After that, we had the band formerly known as What Cheer Brigade, out of Providence, Rhode Island. The song we played was Punk Gratitude off of a CD, You Can't See Inside of Me. They have changed their name to the Undertow Brass Band, so they're coming down a week from Saturday to join us in Schenley Park. I should mention that part of the vibe at the Petonka Tonk and similar events around the country is from a lot of the bands playing at such events were originally, or still are, as in the case of the May Day Marching Band, street bands. Bands that didn't play shows. They played at marches, protests, other community events. Thought I'd mention that in case you were wondering what the history of this is. But I should just get on and tell you about the last track, which was from Pittsburgh's own Afroyaki Music Collective. The name of the track was La Cigara. The name of the album, I think their most recent album, was Maroon Futures. And let me read a little bit from their website about that album. Maroon Futures is a six-track album that celebrates the struggle and lessons of maroons, enslaved peoples who escaped the evils of the built world being erected on genocide and slavery to the protective bosom of the natural world. The tracks lift up love, camaraderie, women's empowerment, and the indomitability of the maroon fighting spirit. We reject all forms of social exclusion, and we unite the songs of Afro-Cuban culture, Chinese opera, indigenous languages, jazz, and hip-hop to say, our struggle is won. This album is dedicated to Russell Maroon Schoetz, known to his friends and family as Maroon, a political prisoner who has been incarcerated in the state of Pennsylvania for 50 years, with 30 years in solitary confinement. He was released into the general population in 2014. Band members contribute to the campaign to free Maroon through compassionate release through the office of Pennsylvania Governor Wolf. Each of the tracks relate to causes that Maroon cares deeply about and writes on often: social justice, anti-racism, women's empowerment, and the struggle for a livable planet. And then there's an update. On October 25th, 2021, Russell Maroon Schultz was granted compassionate release. And Kenny Joe's going to add another update to that, which was he passed away 2 months after that. And I'm telling you all this because Pennsylvania does have a program for the compassionate release of elderly or very ill prisoners, but it is so clunky and takes so long that you get people being released and dying soon afterwards. And if you're more interested in that subject, Google around. There's legislation pending that would help that situation. Okay. Enough from me. Well, no, it's not enough from me. I have to give you a couple of PSAs. Now, you see, all of our recent PSAs mention COVID. Well, I shouldn't say all of them, but most of them do. And, you know, Amy talked about this. You know, we're kind of in a post-pandemic mindset, but the pandemic is still here. But I'll just read them the way they are. This is about Feeding America. Nearly 22 million kids in the U.S. rely on free or reduced-price meals during the school year, and with schools closed during the COVID-19 outbreak, many children may lose their only source of guaranteed food. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, Feeding America is committed to serving families and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. You can help make sure that children get the meals they need by donating now at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. And I'm going to go back to one of the old ones, one of the pre-COVID ones. It says that it's permanent. There's no kill date. So, okay, this is for you young people out there. Well, not necessarily young. I know some people that are, well, we're not going to get into that. But anyhow, finish your diploma. This year, thousands of adults will finish their high school diplomas. None of them will do it alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Thousands of free centers across the country are waiting to help you pass your high school equivalency test and finish your diploma. Take the first step towards graduation and find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. No one gets a diploma alone. Not if we can help it. Okay, time to go back to the music. We're going to play another set of bands that are going to be at Pawtucketonk a week from Saturday.
tirar sabroso porro con la linda costeñita de este puerto tan hermoso.
¡Qué viva el gusto! ¡Qué viva el gusto!
Le dicen el saleroso.
¡Qué viva el gusto! ¡Qué viva el gusto!
Le dicen el resbaloso.
¡Viejo lo!
Sabroso porro con la linda costeñita de este puerto tan hermoso.
¡Qué viva el gusto! ¡Qué viva el gusto!
Le dicen el saleroso.
¡Qué viva el gusto! ¡Qué viva el gusto!
Le dicen el resbaloso.
¡Viejo lo!
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our second set of Petonka Tonk music. The last song was by the West Philadelphia Orchestra, which is the only group in the set that is not in the show that is not playing on Saturday. They've been a guest at the last two Petonka Tonks. That was the title cut off of their most recent CD. At least I think it's their most recent CD, Tour de Philly. Before that, we had Kiku Villamizer doing Tuya Tuilita off of Todo El Mundo. Kika was born in Miami, grew up in Colombia, now lives in New Mexico, I believe. And the genre there is Colombian folk music. Before that, we had San Rompa Pera doing Celeroso off of Beluca. That is a Mexican marimba band. Marimba bands were very popular in Mexico, I understand, once upon a time, but they're fading away. But San Rompa Pera is maintaining the tradition. And then we started things off. Now, this is going to require a little bit of explanation. If you have your Petonka Tonk playlist out there or a program, you'll see that Gili Yalo and the Ambessa Orchestra are playing together. As far as I know, they've never recorded together, so we gave you the Ambessa Orchestra playing Ethiopian music. That was from a compilation, Lions was the name of the song. It was a compilation called Beyond Addis, Volume 2. And that certainly is Beyond Addis because the Ambessa Orchestra is from New York City. I believe the Bronx, to be specific, but there you go. You know, music respects no boundaries. So that's, I hope I've left enough time to give you your three cuts of new music here. Before I do that, I got to tell you about a couple of other shows here on WRCT. First of all, I'm going to tell you about, I'll tell you about a Monday evening show. And by the way, we're on random schedule, so who knows if these shows will really be happening next week. But Trapdoor, Come Fall In, There's Monsters Underneath, listen to punk, synth, hardcore, and more with DJ Sideways on their show, Trapdoor, Mondays at 6 p.m., only on WRCT. And then on Tuesday, we got Moon Radio. At the height of the Cold War, the Soviet Union installed a covert probe on the moon as part of the KGB's Lunar Espionage Division. With considerable effort, WRCT's radio astronomy group has tapped into the probe's memory banks and decrypted a vast library of extraterrestrial lunar transmissions. WRCT presents Moon Radio, an anthology series of earthly music and unearthly broadcasts every Tuesday at 10. Okay, here we go with the new music.
On me déjà dit qu'il fallait jamais dire jamais, puis regarde ce qu'on est rendu. Dans ces beaux types, petits partis, une brique à la fois. Pas trop lièvre, mais plus tortue. La feu de paille, ça impressionne, puis ça te jette à terre, mais ça passe pas l'hiver. T'as même acheté une scie avec mon père, je pense que c'est rendu pas mal sérieux. Mais semble que c'est facile vivre avec toi. semble que c'est facile. Rire avec toi. T'as beau l'examiner tout bord, tout côté, mais on dirait que ça s'explique pas. Ça fait donc du bien d'enfin se laisser aller. D'en prendre soin, pis de pas couper les coins ronds, ça fait que c'est encore plus précieux. Il semble que c'est facile vivre avec toi. Il semble que c'est facile.
Hey.
Let me tell you what your dose of new music was for today. We started that set off with Lisa LeBlanc doing, he screwed this up. Let's see. It says on your playlist that this is a Chiac Disco. It's the name of the song. That's the name of the CD. The song we played was Ensemble Que C'est Facile. After that, we had the Vekili Band doing Sharp Devil off of Walking Sideways. And now playing softly in the background is Spelling doing Emperor off of The Turning Wheel. Zombo, are you prepared to start early today? I never let this happen. I always go over. I never go under. Okay. Let me tell you, though, before I leave, that you are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. And thanks for listening. We won't be here next week, but we will be here the week after. And let's see. I'll even tell you what we're doing. So, you know, you won't be surprised at what are we doing? I'm going to run over, Zombo. I've gone from being under to running over. This is terrible. We need discipline here. What are we doing? Oh, the long-delayed Fish show is going to be on. It's going to be on May 20. No, Fish with an F. Songs about fish. Yeah. Country Joe and the Fish. Yeah, but mostly it's going to be in the lyrics, not in the band name. Yeah. Yeah, and I hear you're doing something special on the 20th also.
A Zombo-thon! 6 hours.
I'm going to introduce a Zombo-thon. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm looking forward to the 20th. It's going to be a good day. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Here's Zombo himself.
Now
a plan, plan, plan. Man, you better tear it up. If you think you can, can, I'm telling you you can't. Nothing good will ever come to you pass. You won't even see a blade of grass. And days go by. If you wanna shine, 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 well, you're in the wrong town. You will see a sign, sign, sign to anywhere. You can have a car that you can drive. You won't even know that you're alive. And days go by.